The Bureau, The Secret History of the FBI, by Ronald Kessler. For Pam, Rachel, and Greg Kessler. Prologue. When Barry Mon headed the Boston field office, the co-pilot of Egypt Air Flight 990 purposely plunged his Boeing 767-300 into the Atlantic off Nantucket. When Mon headed the Newark field office, the Unabomber struck in New Jersey, killing public relations executive Thomas Mosser. Federal Bureau of Investigation agents joked that they did not want Mon, an affable Irishman from Boston, to come to their office. He brought trouble. Now, as the 56-year-old Mon was going through his inbox at the New York field office just before 8:45 a.m. on September 11, 2001, he heard an airplane flying lower than it should have. As the assistant FBI director in charge of the office of 1,100 agents, Mon had a corner suite on the 28th floor of the Jacob Javits Federal Building at 26 Federal Plaza. From his north window, he could see the Manhattan skyline. From his west window, he could see part of the World Trade Center. Just then, Mon heard an explosion. Kathy McGowan, his secretary, screamed. "The World Trade! The World Trade!" she shouted. Mon ran to her window, which had a full view of the 110-story Twin Towers. Black smoke was billowing from the North Tower. McGowan said a commercial jet had crashed into it. Mon thought it was an accident. "Call my evidence response team," Mon told her. "Just in case, call the SWAT and the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Send them to Church and Vesey. I'll head in that direction." Mon removed his .40-caliber Glock from his oak desk, the one J. Edgar Hoover once used in New York.